pretzels.
Look.
What, chips?
Look. Who's the new guy?
Fanta.
I think he's looking at me.
Pretzels, you got it twisted. He's looking at me.
Stop being salty, Chips. We both got a chance.
Shh, he's coming over.
Ladies.
Hi.
And hello to you.
Back at you, handsome.
Fanta picked beef jerky?
Girl, we're gonna be here a while.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1872. What a great year in American history. I'm your host, Jeff Alban, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend time daily talking with you about some aspect of job search because I don't believe it has to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just there's a different skill set to finding a job than doing a job. And I'll just simply say, it's Saturday. I'm proud of you for listening on a Saturday because this is a nice little show today. What do companies do when they find your resume on a job board? Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And with that, let's get going. Someone messaged me a question. It's a common fear that people have. I think the question's a funny one and it's full expression. Let me just read the full question to you. What do recruiters do when they see someone in their company on a job board? Do they let management know, or is it implied to keep it confidential? Ooh, confidential. Now, I'll start off by saying, what do you think they do? Now, if you think you're going to be fired instantly, that's probably not going to happen. What is probably going to happen, and I remember this from an experience I had with a client of mine who had seen one of their senior people on a job board. And the first thing that they did was start interviewing for a replacement. Note that one. They figured out that what they should do is get a head start on finding the replacement for this person. And if they found someone, comparable or better, they would let the person go. Now, for you, you're probably a more junior individual. Your boss may take you in and say, look, we saw your resume on a job board and give you that come to Jesus moment, that moment where you're being talked to about loyalty and what are your plans and what are you doing and stuff like that, designed to scare you straight and make you stay there or try and resolve the issues that's prompting you to look elsewhere. It's one or the other. And from your vantage point, the probability is, well, if you're junior, they may give you that talking to. And the dumb thing that you did was that on the job board that they found this, you didn't pay anything to blind your name. In other words, like, for example, on one board I know, you can pay a little bit extra and they'll come up with this lengthy email address and obscure your name and stuff along those lines to hide the fact that it's you. You can't hide the employer because the reality is that's part of your brand. That's your association with the firm that you're with, and it helps to sell you. But what you can do with many of the job boards is obscure your name so the name is not out there prominently. Some managers are smart and they can figure it out because they know your background. But the reality is, don't make it easy for them. Don't make it so obvious that you're looking for something else. What you should be doing if you're with job boards is contacting firms yourself rather than waiting for them and posting your resume. Think of it this way. Your resume is not out there to hang out on a job board. What it's there is for when you want to aggressively find something else. So you're contacting these firms that are advertising and trying to submit your resume for jobs. Your LinkedIn profile is for when you want to be found and when you're out looking, and that's what you're trying to do. So it needs to be keyword rich and you want to make it attractive to recruiters, both corporate and third party. But back to your original question, the probability is if you're junior, you're going to get a talking to that's like the stern father who's going to be talking to you harshly. If you're a more senior person, they've got a heads up that you're leaving, and they're going to start working at replacing you. So hope you found this helpful. And if you did, I hope you give it a thumbs up. I hope you give it a great review and or a comment on YouTube or here. And I'll just simply say, if you're interested in my coaching, you reach out to me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you saw this because I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, send a message to me indicating that you're interested in coaching. If you just have a couple of questions about job hunting, I would just say that the best thing to do is to reach out to me through an app called Magnify, M-A-G-N-I-F-I. It's an iOS-only app. And if you're not an iOS user, if you're not an iPhone user, what you can do is call me through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a job search and career coaching expert. Hope you have a great day. Take care. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Pretzels. Look.
What, chips?
Look.
Who's the new guy?
Fanta.
I think he's looking at me.
Pretzels, you got it twisted. He's looking at me.
Stop being salty, Chips. We both got a chance.
Shh, he's coming over.
Ladies.
Hi.
And hello to you.
Back at you, handsome.
Fanta picked beef jerky?
Girl, we're gonna be here a while.